Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Back to Cordish and Coit on Sports Radio 103.7 FM, WEEI 401-737-1287. The phone number. Back to the calls we go. JC in East Providence, good morning. You're next on Cordish and Coit on WEEI.
Morning, fellas.
Hey, JC.
Hey, I don't even think this is really a debate. I think a quarterback is more important than a coach. I think Brady will have more success in the next 2 years, and probably Belichick will in the next three or four. Not to say that Belichick can't rebuild, but I think it's simple as this. And I was the one that texted you guys last week that said good quarterback play can overcome bad coaching, but good coaching doesn't matter if you have a crap quarterback. And you can look around the league and look at places like Andy Reid, who has time management issues and who makes some bad decisions. Patrick Mahomes is so good that he can cover up for that. Same thing with Deshaun Watson and Bill O'Brien. And then you look at coaches like John Gruden, who had Derek Carr, or you look at a coach like, what's his name there in Pittsburgh? His name's escaping me.
Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin. You know, Roethlisberger got hurt, and they were what they were because they had backups. Now, I think that Belichick is a good enough coach that he'll be able to get them to about an 8-8 record, because I think they have the toughest schedule, if I'm not mistaken, this year. But it's going to take more than that. They're going to need to rebuild with an actual real quarterback. I don't think Belichick can just go in there with a Stidham and you know, go 11-5. And people always point to 2008, what he did with Matt Castle, but the team before, the year before, was freaking undefeated. So it's not like they were just a quarterback away. They, you know, they had a stacked team from top to bottom. So I think that's why Matt Castle was able to go 11-5, because that team was undefeated the year before. So they still had a lot in place to still be as good as they were. So
sure,
I just really think it's all about the quarterback.
Why can't it be both? Because you just made a statement that you think Belichick can get them to somewhere around 8-8 with Stidham this year. And I would suggest to you, if he does, okay, against the toughest schedule, because they have the toughest schedule in the league by virtue of the rankings this year, then I would tell you the coaching does make a big difference. It's both, because I would suggest to you that most coaches in the NFL, with the Patriots' talent and schedule, with Jarrett Stidham at quarterback, would probably win 3 to 5 games, not go 8-8. So if he goes 8-8, that tells me coaching does have a lot to do with it. I agree with you. Good quarterback play also has a lot to do with it. It's both. I really believe it's both.
The reason I think they can get to 8-8, and I don't think they're going to get to 8-8, I'm saying they could, is because of that defense. I think that defense is so good that it can cover up for some of the ills of the offense.
Yeah, but still, lost a lot of pieces, JC, too. So that's another reason where...
No, I understand that, and I'm not saying it can't be both. I'm just saying, in my opinion, the quarterback is much more important than the coach.
Totally.
And you look at the examples I gave you. A good quarterback can cover up the bad coaching. I don't think a good coach can only coach up a bad quarterback so far. I think there's a ceiling that you hit at some point. And I think Belichick will hit that ceiling unless, you know, some of these rumors about Deshaun Watson are true. Then that's a whole different thing. Then come back and talk to me and we'll readdress it. But if he goes into the season with what he has right now, I think the ceiling for them is 8-8.
All right.
And I think the Bucks are in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's gonna
wow,
be
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, Bucks in the playoffs.
Yeah. I told you last week, guys, 7 of their 9 losses, they lost by less than 7 points.
Oh yeah.
They're a good quarterback away from being a playoff team. They will be a playoff team this year.
You know, there's no doubt. I mean, when you look at the turnovers that Winston had and the 30 interceptions, the most INTs that Brady's had in a single season is 14. So take away 16 of those interceptions, and the Buccaneers are probably a playoff team last year.
Yeah.
With Jameis Winston.
They were 7-9. All they needed was a couple of more wins. If you're going to tell me that Brady's not worth a couple more wins over Winston, you're on crack.
Well, and it's
not you guys specifically.
Well, so here's but let's temper the enthusiasm a bit, because Winston was a guy that could also keep plays alive and maybe pick up a first down with his feet, whereas Brady's not going to do that for you. Brady needs great pass protection, and that O-line for Tampa Bay is suspect at the tackle position. So I'm not ready yet to put Tampa Bay in the playoffs. I need to see what kind of protection they give Tom Brady. I think he has good weapons down there.
Not saying they're going 13-3, but with the playoffs field expanding from 6 to 7, I think it's very feasible that they could go 10-6 or 11-5.
Sure. Well, and I would actually, yeah, if I had to choose, you know, who makes the playoffs, whatnot in the NFC today, I would put them into the playoffs, but as a wild card team, because I don't think the Saints, I think, are winning that division right now. I think
they're still the best team. I'm not crazy enough.
That's going to be really, really tough to get past them. And even say what you want about how traumatized the Falcons still are from Super Bowl 51, they do have a lot of talent there. There really is.
Today's 328, baby. 328.
I know. It's crazy. But I think they're going to compete in that division. You know, I think Todd Gurley's going to have something to prove. We'll see how good his health is. You know, and even the Panthers, too. That is a tough division, man. It's tough.
JC, yeah, thanks for the phone call.
Okay, see you later, guys.
Thanks, bud. All right, 401-737-1287, the phone number, a text from the 508. Sportsbook has the Patriots at 9 wins. Load up on the under and recoup your 401k if you're certain they'll be sub-500.
Wow.
What do you think? Under 9 wins for the Pats this year? I think that's right about where they're going
to
be.
It's tough. It's tough to pick. I do think the schedule has a lot to do with it. I mean, the West Coast travel they got to go through too. That is not easy. It really is a difficult road for them. It's tough to say. I'm interested to see where it goes, but I think that's a good number because it really makes you think. Like, are they going to go over and under? Like, I don't know. You know, I think this would be a great job by Bill Belichick if he can coach them up to the playoffs next year.
And another texter coming down on me for getting on Tommy. Scotty, I know you're a jilted lover with the Tom Brady situation. You are bothered that he left the Patriots, and I understand. But just like that ex, you may be mad at her and hate her new boyfriend, but you'll still be checking out her pics on Facebook, especially if she's looking
good. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Put away the Bluetooth, Scotty.
But the problem is, I've been married for 19 years now, so Facebook wasn't even around the last time I got dumped by an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, it's true.
And Tom Brady was still a Patriot.
I get what the texter's saying. I get it. I've lived through this social media era. I get it, Texter.
I think it's a great analogy. I do, too.
It's funny. Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we'll take a break. 401-737-1287. The phone number, the text line remains open at 37937. 1 hour down, one to go. You're listening to Cordishy and Coit on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.